And of course, you'd go in, you'd rent a stall then there at the curb market, and you'd see them there from everywhere, and they had about everything.
Like, but, I guess you had lots of different kinds of fences. What did you have to use? How did you fence off your land from other people?
Well, of course, a lot of it, well, we had barbed wire.
Oh, and those, you had that?
Yeah, we had barbed wire. And now, but the pastures,
mm-hmm.
you know, where we kept the cows, or, and of course, there's, you know, through the farming part of the year from spring to fall, well, you kept the mules in the lot, but sometimes we let them out, you know. But now that, it was fenced with rails.
Oh.
A rail fence. Mm-hmm. And,
mm-hmm.
And then it had a, you know, it was pretty tall, and then.
There were rails for interlocking?
Well, they just, a rail fence is, the rails are, oh, 9 feet long. Some of them are longer. But I think the most of them that Daddy had was about 9 feet long, and they were arrived out of, or split out of red oak timber.
Mm-hmm.
And of course they, you laid one down, and then you angled the next one a little and laid it down, and it just it was zigzagged,
mm-hmm.
is the way a rail
mm-hmm.
fence is laid it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you build those up, and then we always put a, or my dad did, a wire right over on top, but he made them tall because the mules won't paw down the rail fence.
Mm-hmm.
For wire, especially web wire, well, mm-hmm. they paw it down, you know, just
mm-hmm.
tied off it. And you had to keep them separated that way because they'd kill the calves, you know.
Mm-hmm.
When the new calves were born, the horse mules would kill the calves.
Well, when you were setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the...
No, well, yeah, you punched holes. You had a crowbar, you know,
mm-hmm.
but you punched holes, and then you sharpened the post and then drove it with a mallet.
Well, how many would you have to put in, like, I mean, how?
Well, we'd always put our posts 8 feet apart,
mm-hmm.
and then they was they were, you know, drove with a mallet, and that was, you know.
What's the difference between a mallet's bigger than a hammer?
Well, a mallet was, you could make it. And it didn't cost
oh.
anything, and they'd last a long time. Now a hammer, of course, was I guess was better, but for, well, till I was grown, we used a mallet to drive posts with. You make them out of white oak was good, or a hickory if it was real knotty. Something that it wouldn't split
mm-hmm.
too easy, and we'd always just take the saw and saw down around the thing, and then if we wanted the head of it to be like a foot long, well, we'd saw down there and then just start splitting it off, and then take a drawing knife and work your handle down ever how long you wanted, or of what size you wanted, and you had this mallet then to drive. I guess I could still find my dad somewhere, and if it hadn't been destroyed.
Well, did they ever make fences or walls out of, oh, like the loose rock and stuff and stones that they
rock
could
fence? You bet. Yeah. I've had to do that too.
And you did that too?
You bet.
I've
stacked them. Of course, my dad would, he always, you know, we'd stack